Good afternoon. Let's try that again. Good afternoon. On behalf of Jason McChristian and the Cupertino Symphonic Band, I would like to welcome you to their fall concert. My name is Robert Miller. I will be your announcer for the evening. We're going to start the program with a piece by Louis Gottschalk. Louis was born in New Orleans in 1829. And as a child, he was exposed to a variety of musical traditions. Though he was recognized as a music prodigy at an early age, upon traveling to Europe to study at the Paris Conservatoire, he was rejected before submitting an application on the grounds of his American nationality. It seems that they had a problem with immigrants at that time back then. He would then go on to tour extensively to Cuba and Central America, having traveled, as noted in a San Francisco newspaper some years later, 95,000 miles and given 1,000 concerts. He would be forced to leave the United States, however, never to return, as a result of a scandalous affair involving a seminary student in Oakland, California. Interesting background some of these people have. In 1869, he died at the age of 40 in a hotel in Rio de Janeiro from an overdose of quinine, a drug typically used to treat malaria. Despite these difficulties, Gottschalk's music was very popular and during his lifetime and continues to enthrall audiences today. I give you the Cupertino Symphonic Band, conducted by Jason McChristian, and please enjoy Cakewalk. Thank you. 1973, Stephan Ambrose wrote a book capturing the story of Easy Company, the 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment of the mighty 101st Airborne Division of the United States Army in World War II. The story of this group of young men covers everything from basic training to major actions in Europe up until the end of the war. HBO created a critically acclaimed 10-part miniseries from the book, from soldiers, journals, and letters, and from interviews with Easy Company veterans. Extraordinary bravery and new extraordinary fear and under very trying conditions. The music the HBO miniseries conveys was written by Michael Kamen. It largely favors a quiet, introspective sound that has gained favor in modern war films. The Band of Brothers theme was written as a tribute to Mr. Kamen's uncle, a soldier in the war who was killed in action, unfortunately, at Remagen, Germany, 3 days before the fall of Germany. We hope you enjoy Band of Brothers.
Thank you.
work is entitled A Fanfare for New Horizons for Full Horns and Concert Band. In 2006, NASA launched the space probe New Horizons to explore Pluto, its surrounding moons, and the Kuiper Belt. Since reaching the dwarf planet in 2015, New Horizons has brought back stunning data and beautiful photos. And with the mission expected to last until 2026, it should continue to astonish scientists and the general public for years to come. This particular work was composed by our very own conductor, Jason McChristian. And it proudly features the horn section of CSB, for whom the piece was written. And again, doing a little background, Jason has been composing music for over 17 years. He was born in San Jose and is a graduate of San Jose State University. Jason teaches music publicly and privately throughout the Bay Area. And as a footnote, Jason is going to become a father for the first time in about 3 weeks. So that's how he's going to fly. A fanfare for New Horizons.
Thank you.
San Jose State really knows how to produce a good composer. Oscar, Tony, and Emmy Award winner Robert Russell Bennett was born in Kansas City. He was known mostly as a 20th century arranger orchestrator for Broadway and Hollywood musicals, working with the likes of George Gershwin, Irving Berlin, Richard Rodgers, and Cole Porter. But he was also a composer in his own right, producing nearly 200 original pieces, including 24 works for wind ensemble. One of his best-known compositions for concert band is Suite of Old American Dancers. Bennett wrote the following for its 1949 premiere. He is quoted as saying, "There's no particular purpose in mind for the composition of this suite, except to do a modern and, I hope, entertaining version of some of the dance moves of my early youth for symphonic band." It was originally entitled Electric Park, after a Kansas City amusement park, a place that he described as magical and including a big dance hall. The five movements are samples of the dances of the day. Please enjoy as the Cupertino Symphonic Band performs the first three of these dances: Cakewalk, which originated on southern plantations as a game; Scottish, a Scottish round dance similar to a German polka; and the Western One Step, a variation of an early ballroom dance that later morphed into the foxtrot. Thank you. Henderson gave the world much more than sleigh ride. He is best known as a composer and arranger for the Boston Pops Orchestra, but also played trombone, directed the Harvard Band, served as an army captain, and wrote a book on Icelandic grammar. Talk about an overachiever. In a 12-day span in 1938, Anderson composed a suite of Irish folk music dedicated to longtime Boston Pops conductor Arthur Fiedler. The Irish Washerwoman is the first of six movements. The repetitive melody is a traditional Irish jig familiar to the people of Ireland and the British Isles. A gradual increase in tempo leads to a surprising conclusion. I give you the Kubikino Symphonic Band, Jason McChristian. Here, they're all, the proceeds go to the support of this fine Symphonic Band. And as you go out, please make sure that you stop and visit Tubi, which is the tuba station right there by the door that has the cover on it. And any and all donations that you want to make to the band, because they're totally supported on your donations, we'd like to ask you to put it to Tubi, okay? And if there's a line in front of Tubi on the way out, you can put it in on the way back in. So we'd like to see you back in your seats in about, say, 18, 19 minutes for the second half of our presentation. Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was a little test. And I have to say that several of you are not going to get high marks. The time for intermission is up. So if you could kindly return to your seats. We're going to have an additional piece added to our concert. It's called Polovetsian Dances by Alexander Borodin. And it's going to be played by Susan and Rachel. we'd like to pause for a moment and honor our veterans and active duty personnel in the audience as well as in the band. Would you please stand, any veterans and active duty personnel? Thank you. Thank you for your service. Jay Bocook has arranged this medley of the service songs of the Army, Coast Guard, Air Force, Marines, and Navy. And if you feel the need to stand, or you'd like to stand when you hear your particular branch played, please feel free to do so, okay? And we now present you with a musical tribute to the Armed Forces.
Thank you. My name is Thomas Brown, and I'm a member of the Cupertino Symphonic Band. I've performed our next piece, At Dawn They Slept, December 7th, 1941. A few times in the band now, and every time I've played it, I've thought of my dad. My dad, Essel Harold Brown, ace to his friends and family, served in the United States Navy and was present at Pearl Harbor during the Japanese air attack on December 7th, 1941. Now there he is right there in his dress lights. Pretty good looking guy, don't you think? When I was a teenager, our family vacationed in Honolulu, which included a visit to Pearl Harbor and the Arizona Memorial. But it was the first time my dad had been back since the war, and he wanted to see a little bit more. He and my mom rented a car and went back a couple days later and found an administration office and went and asked the clerk if he could explore a little bit on foot. He was told that only family members of Navy personnel were allowed to do something like this. Being the character my dad was, he proceeded out of the office and found a sailor walking by and persuaded him to tell my mom and dad were his parents. When we reconvened for dinner that night, he excitedly told us about his day, how he and my mom had toured the base, visited his barrack, the building he used to work in as an aviation instrument specialist, and he even visited the records department to see if he could get some information on some of his mates that he had lost touch with. My dad was usually a stoic person, but he got a little bit emotional that night. When I asked my dad about his memories of the attack, he said it was pretty much like it's depicted in the movies. A tranquil Sunday morning, the sound of approaching planes. Suddenly being thrown out of his bunk, pandemonium and total confusion. And then when things finally settled down, back to business at hand, preparing the United States for entry into World War II. All of these ideas are musically depicted in Jay Bocook's At Dawn They Slept.
Thank you.
The next selection we will play for you is entitled Going Home, which was adapted and arranged from the second movement of Dvorak's New World Symphony. It has since been adapted in many forms and is a standard tune for pipe bands to play at funerals for both police officers and military personnel. This particular arrangement was played by the United States Air Force Band in the motion picture Clear and Present Danger. We hope you enjoy Going Home. Jerome Robbins is credited with approaching Leonard Bernstein and Arthur Lorentz about collaborating on a contemporary musical adaptation of Romeo and Juliet entitled East Side Story. Suffering from false starts, artistic differences, and competing commitments, it took 10 more years before finally opening on Broadway in August of 1957 and renamed West Side Story. Almost 60 years later, audiences today still revel in experiencing the tragic love between Maria and Tony against the backdrop of the rival teenage gangs, the Jets and the Sharks. Whether you prefer the Broadway stage or the silver screen, we hope the opening fanfare will generate the excitement of the curtain opening to your favorite musical venue. The Cupertino Symphonic Band now presents musical selections from West Side Story, music by Leonard Bernstein and arranged by William J. Dutoit. Jason the Christian, I want to thank all of you for giving and for gracing us with your presence, for giving us your most valuable possession, your time. These folks have put an awful lot of time and energy into performing a particular piece of music for you tonight. And again, this is a labor of love, but the band certainly appreciates any and all support that you can give to them. So as you go past Tubi on the way out, think about the upcoming concert, which will be our winter concert, and scheduled for the 11th of December. The 11th of December, right here at the Quillen Community Center. So we hope to see all of you back here. Thank you again for your attendance.